I can take you in there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life entrepreneur style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Hi. Thanks, Gloria. Hi. This is Robin Misevich, one of the regular diners at the Transformation Cafe. We welcome everybody. Just some housekeeping reminders. We've changed to a different format. We're only a half an hour from 9 to 9:30 on Tuesday nights. But we're just going to keep those jam-packed with all kinds of wonderful information for you guys. And again, just to remind everybody, you can go into the chat room. We do have it open. If there's anybody having questions or comments and want to go ahead and scoot on up to the table and let us know what you're thinking about what we've got going on for conversation, we welcome you. We welcome you. So let's go ahead and see who our diners are tonight. We got Mr. Jamie in the house. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. You want to introduce yourself for our listeners who haven't heard the show before?
Oh, sure. My name is Jamie Trujillo. I've known Robin since high school. I'm a tattoo artist by trade. I have a shop in Seattle, Washington. We've been here for the last 14 years. It's called Chrome Home. And I like to think I help people with their psychic armor.
Okay, very
and
good.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you so much. And Miss Gloria, she's sitting up at the table with us. Hey, Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. What about yourself?
I am doing awesome. I'm very grateful to not be stuck in a snowstorm.
Yes, I've heard about
that. Very, very grateful for that. Yeah, we're actually going to talk about that a little bit tonight. So anything else you want to share about you?
Oh, I'm a mystery guest.
He's a mystery guest. Okay, well, you know, we all like to be special, so, and you are special, and you are a mystery guest, so that's good. Okay, and we also have one of my daughters, Melissa, is going to be checking in with us tonight. So hi, Melissa.
Hello, how you doing, diners?
There she
Hello.
Is. Okay, and you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself, or you love being the fact that you're the wonderful daughter that you are?
Oh, I love my mother, and I love being her daughter.
Okay, there we go. So,
wow.
We're going to be talking a little bit about, I thought it was just really an important subject to be talking about this massive storm. They're saying it's a 2,500-mile storm, pretty much all the way from Texas to Maine, and with single-digit temperatures. And what's really interesting, as I was watching it, on CNN, and they were interviewing one of the weather guys in Chicago, and there was actually thunder and lightning happening at the same time that there was the snowstorm.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
yeah,
you know, the storm is not just the storm now, but in the last, I'd say, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, they've had several big snowstorms and, you know, up to 2 feet accumulation in some areas, and it just hasn't stopped.
Yeah.
As far as the Northeast goes.
I, you know, and you keep hearing all these things about New York City having, you know, just be bombarded and bombarded and bombarded by all the stuff that's been going on. And, I mean, but we're definitely getting new records of just the different things that they've happened to be deal with on a regular basis, it seems like you're saying. So
it affects a lot of travel plans, so that's pretty newsworthy as well.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't want to go north. I mean, go to the East Coast right now. No matter what you're dealing with on that, you're like, they're all probably wanting to come out here or into California, but there you go. So
right.
It probably makes you wonder what the economy's like out there, especially with all of that snowstorms. I mean, it's got to slow business down quite a bit.
Of course it does, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not even a matter of business. It's a matter of people just getting their basic needs taken care of. I mean, when you get to the point when things are, you know, freezing up and people can't get around on just a safe level, you know, you really have to look at even medical conditions and things like that. People who need to get medical attention and things like that, they're just, you know, the civil, you know, being able to just do the basic things for needs and things like that, getting food and medical attention and stuff like that.
And you know, a lot of these states, especially in the Northeast, are used to this kind of weather, but not like this prolonged.
Not like this. Not the prolonged level like that. Go ahead, Gloria.
Looking at it from a positive space.
Yes, let's
knowing that these things happen during the winter time, a lot of people are already prepared and they're you know, accustomed to it. I know that when I lived back there, it was a time for introspection, and you know, you were forced to be inside. So there were many different ways in which you look towards personal development as well. So people are able to relax, a little bit less stressed when they're prepared. And knowing this, they also look at the weather reports a lot more quickly or more often. My mom was on a trip down into, I think it was Tennessee, and they were watching the weather report, and they just came home a day earlier than what they had planned with the anticipation of it. So they were getting prepared and being aware of their circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank God that nowadays we know with all the advances we have with the weather reports and stuff like that, we're going to be way ahead of all the stuff that, you know, even, you know, 10 or 20 years ago, being able to be that much more in the know of what's really happening thanks to the satellites and stuff like that, and just having a different understanding of the weather patterns and what they do, you know.
And again, with the beautiful sunsets, have you noticed?
Oh, my gosh, yes. The sunsets have been just incredible. Even the cloud formations, I've noticed that. I've been watching really sunsets with clouds and things like that. And the clouds are just very different than they were even a few years ago. It's like yesterday I was noticing clouds just over, like I said, in the Riverside, California area. And they look like a bunch of cotton balls floating around the sky. I mean, literally, it looked like a cotton ball. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen a cloud that looked like that, you know. It's just really unusual cloud formations and just the way the – and like for here in the Riverside area, that forever the wind would always come in a certain direction at the certain time of the day, and it's almost coming the opposite direction too, which is real interesting.
Yeah, that's been interesting. I've been noticing changes in the weather for sure, and the colors in the sunsets have been just amazing. I mean, some of these colors I haven't seen since I was up in, like, you know, the Northwest. I was like, wow. It was pretty amazing to go out there and see it. I just had to sit out there for 5 minutes just to enjoy the sunset. It was just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder what it's like in Hawaii, because everybody always rants and raves about the sunsets in Hawaii, you know what I mean? So,
they're beautiful.
Yeah. Well, what they're like now would be really interesting to compare, you know, how that goes.
Oh, definitely. I guess we'll have to plan a trip to Hawaii, huh?
Okay. I wonder if that sounds good to me.
I wonder if the changes in the way that we're seeing the weather have anything to do with being tied into the axis shifting. You know, like maybe we're getting a view that someone below us used to get on a regular basis.
Right. Well, I was actually thinking about that before we came on the air. I was looking at some different stuff with the shift of the magnetic poles and looking at that as a factor, because a lot of the stuff in the last 2 or 3 months that I've been reading just on a more spiritual level, that's a lot of what a lot of the writers and stuff have been talking about is just these magnetic poles, because the compass pole as opposed to the magnetic pole and the way that the energy moves around is totally different sometimes. And they had a special article that was talking about Tampa, Florida. And apparently in Tampa, Florida, there was such a shift with the airlines over there. They had to literally redraw all the lines and stuff like that. So the aircrafts were closer to what the magnetic pole was. And it was like 3 or 4 feet that they actually had to switch all the traffic being able to take off and stuff like that. So it wound up being like, I think 40 different routes and stuff like that, just with the airlines that they had to shift. It was very, very interesting with that stuff. And they were also saying, too, because of that area, the Aurora Borealis was actually being seen in Florida. They could see that, the pole, you know, the northern lights were being seen in Florida. So when you look at that on a level of just saying, you know, the north and south switching like it is, there's definitely been, a lot of evidence. It's like they're saying since the 1950s, they've been slowly seeing that the geologists have been saying that slowly. They were starting to see small increments of shifting and change And gosh, the last what you can't even argue about that since we've had like the last couple of years, especially last year. I think when we had the volcano and all this other stuff taking off, definitely was the almost like the beginnings of a lot of the different shiftings that was going on. So it's very, very
interesting. Speaking of, there was a volcano in Japan that erupted, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Just within the last few days.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear about that.
I was actually seeing some pictures of that, Jamie. They had, like, lightning coming down, and it was, like, hitting the volcano. It was pretty amazing.
Right. They usually there's a lot of crazy activity when if they get photos of that. It's really dramatic.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they said it's pretty rare to have lightning when a volcano is erupting. So you got to know that that's related to the shift that we're seeing, especially, you know, with the floods in Australia. And then you've got, you know, the big storms up in New York. It's just everything's changing, and you can definitely see it with the weather.
Yeah, we're definitely, you know, and depending on where you are with your faith and beliefs, that's probably a lot of people shaking their heads just going, this is the end times.
Yeah.
You know? But it is, it's an end and it's a beginning. So, depending on how you want to look at that, there's definitely shifts of change going on with the planet. So,
you all are having some pretty nice weather now, though, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh. It's been, we had a whole week where it was literally almost 80 degrees every day and then like 45 at night, and it was just this constant. So we had the sun out, and we had over a week of just constant, the same temperature every day, pretty much clear skies. And then on Sunday, it was interesting because all of a sudden this rainstorm came
crisp,
in kind of out
right?
of nowhere. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, and knowing how sarcastic I am, I have to say I'm really disappointed with the weather here.
You're disappointed with the weather?
I said, knowing how sarcastic I am,
okay.
I have to let you know that I'm extremely disappointed with the weather here because they said that it was supposed to rain Saturday morning. It didn't rain until Sunday morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, darn.
Well, so who do we have to call about that? Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, just to be kind of blessed with nice weather compared to the rest of the country. And, and, you know, it is winter, and we still got another month and some change to go. But I'll tell you, I can't complain if it's this nice. But who knows?
Yeah, who knows what's going to – well, I had gone to a motivational workshop summit over the weekend, and we had people coming in from Michigan and all these other places. It was about a third of the people who came into this conference in Ontario, and, you know, they were so happy. I'm sure they were just totally tickled that they got to stay in California and just kind of see all that snow and stuff that was happening back east. So it was – I'm sure quite the change. So what's the weather like in Seattle? What's going on up there?
Oh, well, you know, when we do see the sun, it's quite it's more like a sun break or something. It's overcast, cloudy, overcast, rainy. Today was actually too bad. It was kind of clear. When it's clear, it's really cold. But can't complain. It's not, with the exception of the few events that we've had the last couple of months, that snowstorm before Thanksgiving and such, it's definitely winter, that's for sure. And you always forget about it till it's the time of the year, and here you are.
So when the snow comes, when the sun comes out, you guys go running outside and do a little sun dance. Is that kind of what happens?
No, well, I'm usually on my bus going to work, and the sun will be coming through the window, and I'll just sit there and I'll just bask in it as much as I can.
You're basking in the sun. That's good.
Right.
That's good. Well, you know, down here, whenever it rains, Subway has a special that you can get 2-for-1. So they probably do the reverse up there. So, like, if the sun comes out, then you get the 2-for-1 because it's such a rarity in the wintertime that, you know, you can go get your two-for-one Subway sandwiches.
And, you know, I guess I'm used to it because I wouldn't be acclimated to the heat where I used to live or the cold. So it's more temperate here.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
that's why everything's so green, I guess.
Well, and, you know, that's one thing, too. It's just the last couple of years for California, it's such a short green season normally because we just haven't been getting that much rain for, gosh, over 30 years. And really you can see that we're just coming into a different rhythm of with the cycles. We're getting a lot more rain and all that. And it's just so green right now for California. It's just gorgeous. And it was when we had been talking in November, we had that really long rainstorm that would literally rain for 5 days. I mean, right. It didn't stop. It was sprinkling. It'd sprinkle, and then we'd have a downpour, but it never stopped for 5 days. So I could totally see how some of these people in the South and stuff are, you know, when they're having to deal with the flooding and all that kinds of stuff, how it could be scary because you're like, how are you going to stop the rain? I mean, oh, my gosh. So, it's just been so lovely and green here. So I can see why people back east are like, oh, my God, it's green and it's beautiful and there's no snow and life is good. So it's a good thing. Jamie, what do you – go ahead.
Isn't there a song out there about stopping the rain?
I think so.
Stop the rain. Okay.
There is.
That's an oldie.
There is. That is an oldie. We're kind of dating ourselves, but that's okay. I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, usually with the Native Americans, you know, they're dancing for rain as opposed to dancing to stop the rain. So, you know, but, I mean, you can go either direction, depending what you're wanting the, you know, the spirits to be coaxed one direction or another. You know how that goes. So,
yeah,
that Jamie, what do you think of all
actually.
This? Say it again, Melissa.
That was a scary week, actually, because I was driving around town, you know, and I was just looking around, and California is not built for rain. So all of the streets were starting to get flooded, and, I mean, it was kind of scary. I didn't even want to go out in the streets because it was just so flooded. It just gave me, like, maybe a small, tiny taste about what they were, you know, experiencing, you know, elsewhere. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
We
boy,
need more
I
guns.
Tell you, one time we took a trip, and we caught, like, rush hour traffic. We were on the Grapevine or something, and I couldn't believe how fast people were going, and it was raining, too. It was a madhouse. I mean, you know, we weren't from there, so, you know, that was quite the experience.
It's the perfect opportunity for learning how to hydroplane.
Right,
yeah,
that hydroplane.
Exactly. You know, you get your hydroplane skills out there and see how it's going. Yeah, even if you're local and you see that kind of going on, I had that happening too, where people were just driving so fast, and I just like look at them like, are you crazy? Do you know how much water is on this road? And they're just, you know, it's one thing to put your life on the line, but when you're putting other people, you know, that are around you, that's
or at least drive and you know, what's safe with the traffic allowing, because sometimes that gets pushed up quite a bit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, hey, Jamie, do you know any more about this volcano in Japan?
No, I just read. I read something in the paper today. It was the only thing I remembered it was they were surprised how quickly it erupted. And that's about all I heard.
Was it near a populated area, or?
I know it was in the east there somewhere, like in Japan area. That was all. I mean, if somebody's got they could probably Google that and bring it up real quick.
Yeah, I'm gonna look on Google real quick for all that kinds of stuff while we're waiting. So we didn't
for
even talk about
Earth
food tonight.
Like we haven't had any food tonight. What are we having tonight?
Well, I think we need to have some chili, something hot, kind of hot and spicy, because it's, you know, get all warmed up and have it going good. We can have a hot toddy and a chili and all the warm stuff.
Now, when you guys go out to eat Mexican, where do you go? Do you always go? Is there a place you guys go?
Well, we're lucky because we've got the native, you know, we're local.
You have the real deal there.
Good.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
we
boy.
Have the real deal. So, you know, we would go visit people like in Ohio and stuff, and we would go out of our way to eat a lot of Mexican before we left because you weren't going to get the authentic stuff for a while. It's kind of going through the thing. So, just as a sideline, we've got Groundhog Day coming up. When is that?
Oh, right.
Groundhog Day. Isn't it, do you know, Gloria? It's Groundhog Day. What's the date on that?
I don't know what the day is on that.
Yeah, it's in February. Because they're talking about Groundhog Day. So, anyway. Oh, it's February
2nd. You
know, 2nd.
With the half hour, it really goes by quick, doesn't it?
So it's tomorrow.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
It does.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, tomorrow is Groundhog Day. I think he's not going to see his shadow.
So
I'm
going to
make a bet on that. Yeah, I think I went to Vegas, and I'm going to bet that he doesn't see his shadow. I think I'm going to win on that one.
You know, that's quite a big deal. The whole town is in on that whole thing, and it's a big media event, too. And there's some predicting animal somewhere else that they're kind of in competition. And then lately they haven't had these octopuses picking things, you know.
I know. That was so interesting having that octopus with the national soccer. I mean, global soccer. It was international soccer.
Right. The World Cup. Right.
The World Cup. Yeah. Yeah. Because they said that as soon as they got done with the World Cup, they're going to retire him. I don't think he didn't even really have a choice, which is just kind of sad. I mean, you know, he should be able to choose whether he can, you know, he wants to hang up his tentacles. So there you go. doesn't seem fair. You know how that goes. But anyway, yeah. Did you ever see that movie, Jamie? Groundhog Day?
Which one?
The one with Bill Murray, Groundhog Day.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
in honor of Groundhog Day, go watch Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. It's quite funny. He's got
another good one they showed a lot over the holidays was that Scrooged movie.
Uh-huh. It was,
with Bill
was,
Murray
was
in
Scrooge.
It. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Christmas Carol?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's based on the same story. So there you go. And then, you know, if you want to talk about Bill Murray movies, you can go see Caddyshack. That's really fun, too. Interesting.
All right.
He's got groundhogs in two movies. I never really connected that before, but I'm sure that there's somehow that's significant.
You know, he was in the, there was a movie called Zombieland that came out, and he played himself as a zombie.
Oh, did he?
That was pretty recent, yeah.
Yeah, see, a movie named Zombieland, I just wouldn't go to that. It's not an automatic, like, draw for me. We just don't go there. So there you go. So
I got some stuff on the volcano if you guys are interested.
Okay,
cool. Let's go.
Go, Melissa.
Boom.
Go ahead.
It's the Shimodake volcano, they had to evacuate 1,000 Japanese people to seek shelter.
Oh,
and it was spewing ash on Monday, 5 days after it awoke from a 52-year slumber.
There you go.
It had been sleeping for 52 years, and then it decided to have an eruption, and I guess that it said that the reason for the lightning was because of the electrical charge that builds up in the volcano, so when it erupts, it shoots out lightning, which is pretty amazing if you think about it. And they had to go to evacuation centers because of, you know, the ash and the landslides and, you know, the magma and all that. So I guess it was a pretty big deal out there. They had to send out helicopters to monitor the activity near where it exploded. So got all that really crazy weather.
I can already see Godzilla hovering with all of the helicopters coming through.
Oh, wait a minute, right.
I'm hearing a faint theme song in the back going, "Don't go, Godzilla."
Oh, it's all easy for us to say we don't have a volcano or a snowstorm to be worrying about. So there you go. I know. So another reason to feel very blessed that, you know, we're in a safe place. So,
definitely.
Yeah, we definitely want to be sending our prayers to everyone on the planet dealing with stuff on a level that's challenging there.
Well, I think it's pretty amazing how many weather, you know, instances we've had in this past year. I mean, on New Year's Day, there was all the birds falling out of the sky. There was the fish, you know, coming up on the ocean. And there was the floods in Australia, now the volcano, and then the storms in New York. It's definitely showing you that, you know, the poles are definitely changing and the weather's showing it. But hopefully we can all, you know, as humans adapt to it, depending on, you know, how in tune we are with the planet and how it's moving and everything. So it'll change the way that a lot of people see nature and how they treat it, that's for darn sure.
You know, the thing that comes to mind, I wonder, since we've had satellite coverage, we know all of these things, but, you know, seriously, how frequently were these things happening before we knew about them? You know, and is it within our realm of just observation that we become concerned with the option or the activities that are already happening? And, you know, if they've been going on for so long without us knowing about them, it makes me think about that saying about hearing a tree in the distance, you know, if no one's there in the forest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, would anybody hear the tree fall if there was no one there to hear, you know, to be present for it? Mm-hmm. That's a profound moment. They go, I think they would. That's a kind of thing, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, com- comedians can totally take that and run with it, you know, go on to reference about that. Well, if you can't hear a tree, then, you know, what else are you not going to be able to hear? So there you go. So, oh, I had a really good joke. You guys want to hear a good joke?
Let's go.
Boom, yeah. So there's these two guys, and they're working in the basement of this high-rise, like a boiler room. And the one guy looks at the other guy, and he goes, I just need a day off. You know, I've been staying underground here, and I know it's a beautiful day outside, and I really would just like to get a day off. And he goes, what's it going to take? And his other coworker looks at him, and he goes, well, you know the boss. You know, you either have to be sick or crazy. That's the only way you're going to get a day off. So the other guy thinks for a second, and they've got all these pipes up above them for all the different things coming into the boiler room. So the guy jumps up there and he grabs a couple of the pipes. He starts swinging back and forth. And sure enough, here comes the boss. And the boss looks up and he goes, what do you think you're doing? He goes, I'm a light bulb. And so the guy looks at him and he says, you need to take a day off. And he says, okay, you know, you go ahead and jump down here and you do take the day off. So he jumps down, goes and gets his coat. And then his coworker looks at the boss and goes and gets his coat too and starts walking out with the other guy. And he goes, where do you think you're going? He says, well, I can't work in the dark. So there you go. We can't work out in the dark. So that's a good thing. So I heard that over the weekend. I thought that was such a cute little joke. So it was very cute.
That's very enjoyable.
Yes, it's very adorable. Yes, it's very adorable. Oh, and then there's another joke. I might as well do some jokes here. So there's these three guys that are up on a scaffolding, and they're working off of a skyscraper. And the one guy, he's a Polack, and he opens up the sandwich, and he's got a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And he looks over at the other two guys, and he says, if I get another peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch, I'm just going to jump off. I'm just going to jump off the scaffolding because I just had it, you know. And the other two look at each other, and the other guy's Italian, and he has a meatball sandwich, and he goes, I'm the same way. If I have one more meatball sandwich, I am just not going to, you know, I'm going to jump off too. And the third guy was Asian, and he had, like, chow mein for lunch. And he goes, me too. I get chow mein every day. If I have it one more day, I'm just going to jump off, right? So the next day comes along, and sure enough, the Italian guy had a meatball sandwich, and he jumped off, and the Asian guy had his chow mein, and he jumped off. And the Polack went ahead and jumped off, too, because he had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And the wives arrived, and they were just so forlorn that here's these guys. You know, had they known, they would have, you know, packed their lunches differently and known that was a problem for that. And the Polack's wife looked down, and she shook his head, and she goes, well, he made his own lunch.
Mm. Oh, there's a Henny, I think it was Kenny Youngman, I'll forward the link to you, and he goes through a comedic routine, and it's called Survived by His Wife.
Oh, there you go.
He was famous for Take My Wife, Please.
Yeah,
that was
he was always doing stuff for his wife. Yep.
That was Henny Youngman, yeah.
I thought that
Take
that
my
was
wife, please.
I thought that was the guy who played the part where he was a co-ed and his son's college. That wasn't Henny Youngman, was it?
Mm-hmm. No,
yeah,
Henny
Youngman. He
Take
would play.
My wife, please.
Didn't he play the violin too?
Yeah.
Well, this
he played the violin and he played
of.
Really badly. He played really badly, and he stopped and he pulled a joke, and it was always like, you know, Take My Place.
Right.
So he was always doing stuff like that. So. Well, I'm glad that we kind of lightened it up with a couple jokes here, so that's good. So we're down to our last minute, just to remind everybody. We've got Dr. Stephen Ward coming on next week to talk about being in alignment on another level for our growth and wellness for ourselves. And hopefully
Boy,
we'll get some good news for these.
It?
I know, it sure does. And also, we'll be able to have some great news about the weather changing and making it healthy for everybody. And we're going to be doing some new shows. I went to called the Upside Summit this weekend and met a whole bunch of wonderful people that have all kinds of things they want to be bringing on the show. So we're going to have some new guest chefs in the house, so we're looking forward to that. So be checking in on a regular basis for some new topics and be checking everything out. So wishing everybody well, and thank Jamie and Gloria for being here to add it on, and my sweet daughter Melissa. We're just contributing to the show.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
You're welcome anytime. You're welcome anytime. And next time we're definitely going to get dessert. So thank you all for joining the cafe. Okay, you guys have a great week, and we'll see you next time at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.